prosperity consciousness. Think like a millionaire. Talk like a millionaire. Dress like a millionaire. Feel like a millionaire. When you enter Intercon to buy tea, I've always told you this. Tea there is 560 a cup. Amen? You know how many cups are in 560 on Dubois? On Moy Avenue? Na zimejaa nini? Maziwa. Now, when you enter Intercon to have tea, you're not buying tea only. One, you're buying spirit. Because anyone who enters there looks like your future. Two, you're buying silence. You're buying ambience. You're buying pictures that will enter your mind to form your imagination. In that 560 is not tea only. Unlike the 60 you pay somewhere, where as you take tea, very cruel flies. You're taking tea and they're also doing signs and wonders, one fly on top of another fly on the table. And you're taking tea there. That's what you're buying. I wish you know who you are. You will carry yourself the lot of dignity and decorum. Prosperity consciousness. That's why in Bremen or Hillcrest, ile fees umekewa si kisomo peke yake. I've just released Daktari because they have a meeting in Hillcrest because of the daughter. Now, if you go there, you'll understand. Kule unanunua akili, si kisomo. That's why they are advised by their parents. Please, don't mix with children from East Lando. It is not because the children of this side are dirty. Mindset. Mtoto wakule amefunzwa to move from point A to point B, you need to be in a car with you and your driver alone. That is transport in their minds. This side, you have not traveled until you're many. I've mixed with them. I know how they behave. Katoto kadogo, kataleta shida because taxi jakuja ama driver jakuja. Ma'am, is the driver coming? I'm getting late, ma'am. The driver should be here by this time. Driver kutoka wapi? Junction to Prestige. Akili imefunzwa. You have to travel alone. Uku junction to Prestige. Use legged bands. Man. Is there a big deal? Kule amefunzwa, you carry brake. And brake, there is bacon, there is sausage, there is baked beans, ham. You know, it's brake. It's other side. This is the gospel you need. Umevumilia sana, begin to prosper. Amen. Until your consciousness changes, nothing changes financially. Because real money is not paper. Real money is value.
value. The money you attract your way is equated to the value that moves out of your life.
Value. That's why you find in the developed countries, they have come up with what they call intellectual property, where people buy ideas. You buy, you lease, you rent an idea. Africa, tujafika hapo. Okay, let me ask you a question. Where is the internet? Huh? Can you touch the internet? Can you see the internet? Who is the richest man on earth? Internet. That should tell you that real money, you cannot see it with your eyes. It is spirit. It is consciousness. It is ideas. It is an atmosphere. That's real money. And until you change your consciousness, you are still poor. Even if you have millions in your account and your consciousness remains the same, shortly you'll go back to the level of your consciousness in your pocket. How does God bless? By changing first your mind. Lift up your right hand of fire and say with aggression, I am not poor.
I am not.
Say it with aggression.
I am not.
Say it with aggression.
I am not.
Say it again.
I am not poor.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I am rich.
I am
wealthy.
I am blessed.
I am blessed to become a blessing.
I am blessed to become a blessing.
I'm not a borrower. I'm a lender. I lend to nations. I lend to companies.
I
lend to individuals. I'm not a borrower. I am a lender. Do you know what you're doing? You're changing your atmosphere. The power of attraction is determined by your consciousness. You don't work for money, you attract it. Not that I don't have time to talk about the laws of attracting money. But the truth is this. Those who work for money are slaves. Have you realized rich people don't have working hours? It is only middle class that you have to wake up at, you have to be in the office by 7:30, 8 at most. Na uchape kazi mpaka saa ngapi? Wakupatia mishahara ya 60,000. And that 60,000, you made the first day. Ameamka saa 4, ameenda Mudhugai or Mudhungai, whatever, golf club. Mudhaiga. You want today, you want today. Okay, let's do another one. The one playing golf is your boss. You never see him in that office. Because the rich rules over the poor. I want you to break the yoke of poverty over your life. Stop thinking like an employee. You know you do shide kanisa. Start thinking like an employer. You are an owner. You are not a beggar, you are a possessor.
Amen.
Think that way. Salary will never make you rich. It is just an organized way for you to be comfortable in your poverty. Salary. It's just an organized way for you to be poor without pain. So by the time you're 50, 55 and you're retiring, you realize you have only one house in the corner of Maringo Buruburu after 55 years of your life on earth. And we shall get time to talk to you about the principles of investment and all that. It will open your mind. The laws of money, it will open up your mind. But today, I want to know, how does God bless? But it will open up your mind. You know that rich people multiply their money. Poor people spend their money. How does God bless? One, by changing your mind. I like you to change your environment. Okay? Change your company. Do everything you need to do to change your mind. I have a CD on this, on the mind. It will give you principles on how to change your mind. It is warfare, but it's possible. I want you to change the way you think. Make 1,000 shillings look small. Make 1,000,000 shillings look like pocket change. Reduce it in your mind. Don't make it big. As long as 1,000,000 shillings is an amount, you will never master it. The day 1,000,000 shillings became small in my mind, that's the time it hit my account. Make it small. Reduce it. Let it become a paper. And how do you do it? By giving it. You will never master what you cannot give. What you can give, you have the power to master. How do I know that people are going to go to another level financially when they increase their seed? You know people's levels by their giving. Today, there is no way I can give God an offering in hundreds. Even in my dreams, it can't happen. My hand cannot accidentally give God, or it's a lie. Ask him. It didn't begin this way, but I got to a place, I realized, for me to subdue this level, I have to give it. But all this has to, it has to start where? Lazima ujifunze. Put it in your mind that you need to travel alone so that you can put worship songs. Before God gave me my first car, anytime I had some little money, I'll get taxi. And you know, from town to where I used to stay there, sometimes the matatu will get faster than the taxi. And my friends will tell me, you're wasting money. It will just enter the matatu. In fact, it knows the Spanish route. What they didn't know is that I had refused to justify in my mind that I should travel with sinners and heathens. And then someone who has no covenant with God is doing to me like this, Pesach. Uncircumcised? No. I know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. So anytime God gave me little opportunity, I enter taxi. I did that for a number of months, sometimes taxi, sometimes. And anytime I would be in a public vehicle, anytime I enter, in my mind, I went to my car in my imagination. After several months, a certain guy I'd prayed for was traveling, I don't know to which country. And he told me, he was going for 3 months. Can you keep this car for me? I'm coming back after 3 months and I'll use my car. With my eyes open, I will keep it well. In Jesus' name. I drove it for 3 months. On the third month when he was coming, he called. Something has happened. I'm going to extend for 6 months. I said, no. It is not by chance. Please stay here for 1 year. By the time he came, God had given me my own. I fought
and went to faith and faith to faith and faith to faith until I owned my own. You have to dangerously, aggressively change your mind. Refuse to justify some things. Hii tabia kugawa ugali kitchen. Wache! It's poverty. You've cooked ugali, you're dividing it in the kitchen. It shows you don't have the mindset of abundance. Saka tutoka ukadogo akaja shiba. No, you're full. You know what I mean? I'm not full. You're full. I want you to change your mind. Let me tell your neighbor, change your mind. Come on, look at them, say, change your mind. Look at them, seriously, say, change your mind. To this day, you're still comfortable buying clothes someone else has worn. You don't feel anything. 50, 50, 30, 70. 50, 50, browse. 50, 50, browse. 50, 50, the camera. 50, 50, 50, 50. And you're from this conference. You pass there. Gapi. 50, 50, 50. What they're telling you is 150. 50, 50, 50. Because you understand the language. Say, Nikona 80. Ah, mama ongeza kidogo. 50, 50, 50. 50, 50, 50. It's a disco 80. Ah, ongeza. Okay, mia. 50, 50, 50, 50, 50. Funga. Then when you wear that blouse, you have strange dreams. Because the first owner of the blouse was a worshiper of idols. Oh, yes. If anointing can be transferred through clothes, demons also can be transferred through the same. Get uncomfortable. Change your mind. You are too special to wear clothes someone else has worn. May I never meet you somewhere and go, you. I'm changing my mind. Come on, I'm changing my mind. I like you to know it is not easy. It is warfare. Let's look at it. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Years ago, I had one black trouser and one red coat. And I was confidently blessed. One trouser. I used to wash it every night. And then, you know, you have to learn survival tactics at that level. So, you dry it with a towel in the waist area. Because I refuse to go to Kikomba. So, I have to face the music. If what I have is not enough, my friends will tell me, "Wacha maringo. Tutakupeleka za camera." Say, "This is a good camera." In Jesus' name. The red coat. I washed it until you didn't know whether it's black or brown. And you know, one day a dog took it. When I was just about to preach in Nyahururu. I'd wash it in the night as my custom. You know, I love habit. Every night it has to be washed. And then around 4, you dry it with a towel. And then you iron it. So there was a permanent line. Amen. Now that day the dog also had prayed. So it found my trouser and it took it and began to play with it. So at 4 or 5 I woke up. I was with my friend who was twice my size. I told him, "Man of God, I've looked for my trouser. He's not there." While we are talking, they are singing praise and worship waiting for me. So I borrowed trouser. And he knows he's twice my size. So that service nilikuwa mkali sana. Lift up your hands, everyone. Lift your hands. Don't look around. The spirit is moving. Nasaki mtu akipita pita hapa nyuma.
attire is here. It's a trouser. Only on our way back to find a dog playing with my trouser. I continued. And we thanked God for everything. When I wore that trouser, you don't know whether it is a trouser that has whatever of me, I've worn the trouser, it was. Then there's a part of story I've never told you. What the lady who used to wash that place, the church, I think she really fell for me. So she brought an offering of a dress that looked like a trouser. Believe me, that lady is in the US. That seed opened doors for her. But that was the only sacrifice. But she didn't want to tell me because she was elderly. But she could tell that I'm not alone to Kowengi. But I love the Bible. 1 Peter 5:10. After he has suffered a little while, he will strengthen you. He will perfect you. He will establish you. And then he will settle you. Hiya! Those were the little sufferings. Today that story is different. Whether in London or in America, there is no suit I can't buy. After suffering a little while, let me tell your neighbor, there is suffering when you change your mind. But endure the suffering. It is just for a while. I want to believe I'm talking to somebody. You've been inconvenienced for a while. But once your mind changes, until you respond unconsciously, consciously, I don't know that you're getting it. It becomes a normal stimuli to life. That is the time you know your mind has changed. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. Sir, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
The weapons of this war we are fighting, they are not carnal.
But mighty through God.
Mighty through God.
To the pulling down of strongholds.
Casting down of what?
Imagination. And every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God.
Yes.
And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Let me tell your neighbor, any anti-prosperity thought, I bring it into captivity. I arrest it. I've heard that verse. And taking into captive every thought that is contrary to what?
To the obedience of Christ.
That is contrary to the knowledge of Christ. Yes.
And having in readiness to revenge all disobedience.
Being ready to punish any disobedience. You mean any thought that tells you you're poor, you punish it. Say, no, I'm not poor. You punish it. Prosperity consciousness. Wealth begins in the mind. Even unbelievers, I'm sure most of you have read those books. They tell you think and grow rich. They don't tell you work. Because everything begins in between your ears. You have to think like a millionaire. You have to dress like a millionaire. You have to feel. You know, there are some of you, if you are, someone blesses you with a Range Rover, you will sell it. You will say, let's be wise. E Range to use, then I buy a small Toyota. Then they balance. Biashara. Because your mind cannot conceive a big car. Even when you're driving it, you feel you're wasting. And you know there are cars that when you drive, you don't need to believe God for fuel. You need to have the fuel. Otherwise,
We thank God. Some of you will get that on tomorrow. He who drives Range Rover and he who drives Toyota, they are living in different worlds. I'm telling you. Thank you, Jesus. Someone is changing his mind. How many believe they are rich? You are blessed. You are not poor. You are not a borrower. You are a possessor. Wonderful. Two, how does God bless? Via the law of tithing. Here tutafunza mpaka Yesu arudi. What did I say? Tithing is a kingdom license for prosperity. You are not allowed to prosper in this kingdom until you're licensed. And you get your license through tithing. And your license expires every time you get new money. That's the mystery about this kingdom. That if you tithe now, maybe somebody blesses some 5,000 just in between the service. Then you tithe 500. And then in the evening, someone blesses you with 1,000,000. You still need to renew your license because your former license expires when new money comes to your hand. Tithing does not give you things. It gives you the thing, the blessing. It's there in the Bible. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. What does it say? Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. In which way have thee robbed thee? It says in your tithes and in your offerings. Verse 10. It says bring ye all your tithes. Not tithe. Tithes. So you don't tithe from salary. You tithe from income. Your salary is 250,000. You have some investments that brings you 50,000 per month. You sold something, I don't know where. You have somewhere else you collect rent. Your sum total, maybe everything combined is 425. Tithe is 40,000 and that one. Tithe does not give you things. This is where we miss it. Because most of us, when you pay our tithe, you say, okay, I've paid tithe now. God, open the windows. The windows are open. But what comes from the windows is not things. Read your Bible. It says, I'll pour out a blessing, not blessings. There is no S there. So you can tithe and still be in the level of just enough. I will open the windows of heaven and pour such a blessing, not things. Blessing. Tithe empowers you to prosper. It does not give you prosperity. It empowers you. It licenses you to prosper. That's why if you don't pay your tithe and you give your seed is gone because your seed is accepted when you have the covenant license to trade. Thou shalt remember, Deuteronomy 8:18, that it is the Lord thy God that gives you power to make wealth. Where do you get this power? It is a power that is released after tithing. Because I will give you a blessing. In other words, I will empower you to prosper. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord. Not the blessings. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. The blessing. It is the empowerment. Listen, when you are blessed, even if you are in Somalia, you prosper. Because it is not the place that determines your blessing. It is the person. I've told you time and time again. America is not America because it is America. America is America because of Americans. If all Kenyans will shift to America, America will become Kenya. Shortly there will be jam, muggings, everything. Because it is the people that makes the place. It is not the place that makes the people. If America shifts to Kenya, we become first world. So when you are blessed, it is not where you are that determines your blessing. It is who you are and what you carry. So you can't prosper without the empowerment to prosper. And that empowerment comes to you via your tithing. Help me ask your neighbor, are you a tither or are you a robber? Please look at them eye to eye. If they blink, cast a demon out. Tithe is the kingdom gateway to a world of financial wonders. Your seed is not accepted until your tithe is on ground. It's the old rugged truth. There's no other. Listen, even if Jesus tarries and our children become preachers, they will still preach the same message. Malachi preached it. Do you know how many generations between Malachi and me? There are many. And everyone who came was talking about the same thing. I don't want to go deep about tithe. Please get my CD on 10 keys to financial turnaround. I've spoken in depth about tithing and all that. But notice, God blesses through tithe. But what comes upon you is the blessing, the empowerment. Kama umelipo nataka kuona tithe. I can't hear you. Amen.
Amen.
Can't complain to give me tithe. If you complain, you're very wicked. Number three, how does God bless? There is the law of seed time and harvest. I like you to know, if you don't sow, you will never reap. No matter the weight of your prayers. I've learned that any time God wants to take me to another level financially, He will require me to sow a financial seed. Hapa wa Kenya wana shida sana. Seed is what crushes the head of the serpent. Tithe brings the blessing. Seed brings the blessings. That's why tithe is measured, but seed is not measured. There is no one who can tithe sparingly. There is no verse that says, he who tithes sparingly shall reap sparingly. No, you cannot tithe sparingly. That is 10%, full stop. But you can sow sparingly. It is your seed that determines your financial limits. This should tell you why people will never experience financial wonders. Because they don't have provision of financial giving in their budget. Galatians chapter 6 verse 7. Yes. Do not be deceived.
Whatsoever a man soweth,
God is not mocked. Galatians 6, 7. For whatsoever,
God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth,
whatsoever a man soweth,
that shall he also reap.
0 times 0 is 0, even in heaven. It doesn't change. If you have not sown a financial seed, it is madness and insanity to expect a financial harvest. No wonder angels in heaven, they keep watching strange movies on earth. Look at the Christians. They are praying for financial breakthrough. Check their soil. Any seed? No. They are sowing prayers. If you sow prayers, you will reap visions and dreams and a lot of peace. I've prayed for that issue. Now I feel peace. It is true. Because you have sown prayers. But the bill will look at you. I can't see your wave. Have you ever prayed for something and then you feel peace but there is no change? Peace is no change. Because every seed produces after its own kind. Prayer seed brings prayer results. Money seed brings money results. Over to you. A lady came to our office 2 months ago. She was in need of money. Man of God, pray for me. Sijui money, pray for me. Money. I looked at her. I said, okay, how much do you have now? I said, I don't have a lot. I just have fare, sijui lunch, sijui blah, blah, blah. Put it here. Eh? Man of God, I asked her, is it your first time in this church? Yes. It's my first time to come to this church. Actually, I had their appointments. Put your money here. All of it. Yes. In fact, I called Pastor Ethan Ministan. I want to rob this woman. True or false? And the way she removed, I knew I would not see her again. But she has obeyed the prophet. How will I go home? God knows. How did you come? Kneel down. She knelt. I poured oil. Okay, now go and prosper. She's at work. That's why you can't see her here. I knew that my prayers will not change the circumstance. My prayers must combine with her seed because her challenge is financial. Some of you, most of you have financial needs. And you're still coming with prayers. Nyombe, kuna kashama taka kuza, kajauza. This is the third month. Na actually, there's another debt I have with the SACO. Na sijalipa. And then, my house actually is being locked now. So, I just want a prayer that will break this yoke. Say, okay. What is your seed? Man of God, they have given me this envelope. I don't have anything for now. If you've come to the office, you know the kind of prayers I pray for you. Okay, let's pray. Father, thank you for grace. I can't waste my prayers. I can't waste my anointing on such a person. Because I know God cannot be mocked. That's it. Please open your eyes wide and look at me. I'm talking to you. That is the old rugged truth. Let me tell your neighbor, did you hear that? Yes. Nothing leaves heaven until something leaves earth. God never did any material blessing without receiving a material seed. Check anywhere in the Bible. We can start with John chapter 6. They were in the wilderness. You remember? There was no food. Jesus was still the Messiah. Why could he not just multiply bread? He required bread seed to multiply bread. So he asked them, what do you have? I can see Philip had confidence in Jesus. Said, don't worry. Who you mtu? Hata tomi kate hapa. Where to end there? This man, we have seen open blind eyes. You will feed. All of you will feed. And true, they were in the wilderness in John chapter 6. And there was no food anywhere. Then Jesus said, what do you have in your hand? And that's where any money miracle begins. What do you have in your hand? God does not give you anything new. He just multiplies what you have. And then he says, there is a young boy here with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Ah!
Now that I have a seed, make the people sit down. Amen. And he took the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fish and prayed. What multiplied? It is not meat. It is fish that multiplied, because it is fish that was given. And it multiplied and it multiplied and it multiplied, and then 12 baskets remained. Do you remember? Theologians, because of their ignorance, they say each basket for the apostles is a lie. They gave nothing. The 12 baskets went to the young boy. He reaped instantly. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. When what you have in your hand is not enough, it is not your harvest, it is your seed. And I'm glad to let you know that the man looking at you is a dangerous giver. I give until my pastor, sometimes they tell me that I'm taking it too far. But let me take it too far so that I can go far. You see, when I tell you that whether you give or not, I'll be least affected, it's not based on someone I know or what I have in the account. No, it's based on the principle that I'm operating in. I know in my Noah, as long as my seed is on the ground, God will use even ravens to feed me. I've told you a testimony of a lady in UK. I don't know how she got my number. She called. Is this Reverend Marco? I said, Marco. Marco. This is Reverend Marco. I'm looking for Reverend Marco. Okay, wrong number. I cut. She called again. This is the number I was given. Reverend Marco. Marco. Okay, whatever it is, what can I do for you? I was given this number. I don't know by who and who. I just feel you need to pray for me. Amen. I prayed. Second day she called. Reverend Marco, I want us to continue praying. In Jesus' name, more grace. You are blessed. Amen. Third day she called. Reverend Marco, I own about 26 companies in Europe. Amen. Yes. Yes. And a transaction has just gone through, and I just feel that I should send these pounds to you. Hey. Yes, yes, yes. Actually, that is the Lord speaking. Yes, yes, the Lord. Amen. And she wired. Believe me, that was the last time I heard from her. I don't know that she's white, she's brown, tall, so I don't know her. I know that I know my income is not dependent on church. It's dependent on my seed. Recently, a church in a certain country, they have tied their tithe to my life. They send in dollars. I'm not here to look for what you have. I'm here to give you what I have. It's an old rugged tool. Your seed determines your financial harvest. I'd like you to put that in your spirit. You can't change your financial life until you change your seeds. He who gives sparingly. Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8. The way he's preaching, he wants to collect an offering. You're right. You're very, that's a word of knowledge. A word of knowing. The lady transacting to buy a house now. One day I was preaching here and she threw car keys. The only car she had. Chua! Tearfully. I said, come. Kneel down. You are blessed. Increase. That's the next weekend. She received 2 tracts. It's all. Listen. If I have pity on you when you're in a financial challenge, I have killed you. But if in your financial talent I correct what you have,
I have given you an inheritance for your children's children's children. I thank God because by the grace of God, I'm raising up a new breed in this nation of dangerous givers. Very dangerous. A time is coming in Miracle Life Assembly, we will have a piece of land whereby those who are bringing cars as offering, you park it there. It's all about giving, saints of God. It's not the only one, but it's a foundational principle. One day my father and the Lord told me, when giving becomes your lifestyle, prosperity will soon become your identity. Those words, anytime my heart begins to question what I want to give, those words come. When giving becomes your lifestyle, prosperity will soon become your identity. I can't hear amen.
Amen.
One of my sons, he's not here. I was preaching like this in the last healing school. And he took all his salary, you remember? After service, came and camped at that door. Tell daddy I have an offering to give. And he works as a banker, a good one, so the salary was not also bad. And she was sitting there, say, I want to start this thing. I'm tired of this level. Okay, came in with his whole salary there and the pay slip. And you know, I don't ask you how are you going home. You go. And I pray for him, say, now go. And he went. Ironically, the same week, he received a letter. We want to terminate you from a lot of stories. So he came with a letter. I love that, my son. That one is catching my spirit. I expected him to say, what is happening? What is this? He came smiling. He said, daddy, surely what I did was the right thing. So me, I thought it was a letter of promotion. I took it. Eh? So you've been promoted. Read. This is the opposite of what I expected. He said, you're the one who told us that a time in your life you must live by your faith or the consequence of your doubt. I didn't come for prayer. I came for thanksgiving. Okay, kneel down. Father, we thank you. Now you see I'm the one who preaches it, so I can't fight it. There's like another heart that was telling me, oh, you guy. But faith rose immediately and killed sense reason. I said, oh, you are blessed. Amen. But when I was saying you are blessed, I was thinking, oh my God, this young man, Jesus, guy. I've already, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He left. Exactly 1 month later, he called me. Daddy, it is happening. What is it? A company I applied, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago has just called me. And they have told me that I don't need to go through the interview. I should just come and collect my letter of whatever. What is the salary? Twice what I brought to your office when I was bringing my salary. Last month, I ate the first fruit. I cannot be broke. You see? I can't. Told him, don't write check, bring cash. I like counting. He came and he removed and I counted. You are blessed. Now go. And the guy is having the best of time. There is no shortcut, ladies and gentlemen. This is the way. I never hit millions until I began giving in hundreds of thousands. Please, it's quite humbling, but it's not my gospel. Listen to what Paul is telling us. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8. What does it say, sir?
Verse 6. But this I say.
This I say.
He who soweth sparingly.
He who soweth sparingly.
Shall reap also sparingly.
I can't hear amen.
Amen.
So you cannot tithe sparingly. But you can sow sparingly. Continue.
And he which soweth bountifully.
He that soweth bountifully.
Shall reap also bountifully.
Yes.
Every man according as he purposeth in his heart.
Yes.
So let him give grudgingly.
Not grudgingly.
Not of necessity.
Not of necessity.
For God,
loves a cheerful giver. So as you're going to give your seed, don't give with the mind of, let me try whether this thing works. Anyway, my husband, my wife, what do you do? Try 10,000. Let's not risk a lot. If he doesn't come back, we thank God. If we help the church.
It's not a gamble.
May I say this? Your seed has to die first before it produces. How does God bless through your seed? Right now, just after this, when we did our first service on dreams, and then I went to the office, I had some 4 phones in my office. So, these my 2 pastors, I saw their phones, I didn't like them. I said, all right, please, choose BlackBerry, whatnot, choose here. So, I blessed him just now, true or false? And I also bless her. Now, shortly after blessing them, this my daughter came with a new phone saying, Daddy, this phone is burning in my bag. They were changing SIM card. It's all about giving. You can't fight it. Just embrace it. And then settle down for a breakthrough. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It works. Number 4. How does God bless? Now, we've said mentality, then tithe, then giving, then sacrificial giving. These are 2 different things. You can give seed, but also you can give sacrificial seed. When do you give sacrificially? I think it's good I let you know, because some of you don't understand the difference between a seed and a sacrificial seed. 1. You give sacrificially when you're in between glories. When you are tired of this level, but you're not able to go to the next level, sacrifice becomes your bridge. Are you getting it? Sacrifice is not just about giving to receive. It's about giving to change streets. Shifting from one level to another. When you're in between glories, you are not where you used to be, but you're not where you are going. You are there. You're not there, but you are not where you want to be. Something is in between you and your next level. Sacrifice. Sacrifice. 2, when do you give sacrifice? When you have a hard, long battle in your life. And this battle has refused to go. You've prayed, you've fasted, you're still doing that, you're doing all that, but still something is not adding up. There is a long, hard battle. Especially financially. That's the time to give your Isaac. When do you give sacrifice? When moved by the Holy Spirit. When what? The Holy Ghost can, sometimes you don't even know why. The Holy Ghost moves you. Was it in April or in March? or May. I was flying in from another country, and God told me that your account, and it's the account that I keep a lot of money. I just landed in Jomo Kenyatta. My daughter had come to pick me. And while I was there, God told me, that account, sweep it. Give it to me. Amen. Father, I thank you. See, now I've grown in the things of the Spirit. I didn't have to ask, is it God? Is it the devil? Is it me? Can I confirm? No, nonsense. We know now. If I tell you what God did after that, you say it's not true. When led, the Holy Ghost sometimes may tag you. Do this, give that, release that. You may not even know why. But I've learned, anytime you're moved by the Spirit, you will never regret that move. Obedience does not cost, it pays. Obedience does not cost, it pays. I pray today you'll hear the voice of God. For when do you give sacrificially? When you desire a particular breakthrough in your life, and that breakthrough mostly, that breakthrough may not even be finances. You desire, I don't know how to put it. Something you desire in your life is not a must to for it to be financially. It may be spiritual gift. It may be something. Amen. But you desire with desire. You know, the Bible says with the desire, I desire this thing. Sacrifice is given. 5. When you have changed state. Now, you used to be single. You've gotten married. You need to give a sacrifice for that life so that you can get new oil. You used to be a mother, now you're a grandmother. Are you getting it? You used to have 2 stalls, now you're opening another store in Moranga. And you sacrifice. So that when you get to your new level, you stay there. And I pray that whatever God has given you shall be permanent.
Amen.
Can't you? Amen.
Amen.
Finally, when do you sow sacrificially? In order to master a certain level in your life. I've told you what you cannot give, you cannot master. There are times you need to give what you have to master that realm. Maybe you're swimming in the realms of 10,000, 3,000, 20,000, tens of thousands. For you to master that realm so that you don't just visit it, you stay there, you give it. Maybe others are in the realms of 100,000, 400,000. For you to master that realm, you give it. Because you cannot master what you've not given. I still know there are people going to give 1 million. Because they want to master that realm. Let me tell your neighbor, I am that one. So that is sacrificial giving. Look at Psalms 126 verse 5. Psalms 126 verse 5 and 6.
They that sow in tears.
Can you see there is tears in it? There is no way. Me, sometimes there's people giving sacrifice here, and I don't understand that sacrifice. You can't give sacrifice and you're smiling. It's sacrifice, you see? It's sacrifice. And the sacrifice is 200. So I'm actually giving sacrificial. It can't. They must be, it's a tearful offering. They that sow in tears
shall reap in joy.
How shall they reap? Until your offering is tearful, your harvest will not be full of joy. They that sow in tears
shall reap in joy.
He that goeth forth weeping
and bearing precious seed
shall doubtlessly return
rejoicing.
Come on, say without doubt.
Without doubt.
Doubtlessly return rejoicing, carrying sheaves with him. Can I hear a good amen?
Amen.
That is seed and then sacrificial giving. Then law number what? 5. How does God bless? Through divine ideas. One of the benefits of tithing is that God opens up your mind to see a need in the society that will launch you into your kingdom fortune. Ideas rule the world. Don't just pray there, I've given sacrifice. No. I've realized mostly after sacrificial givings, God will give you a connection or an idea. God will bring somebody in your life that from that time, oh, it will give you an idea which if you follow, you'll never be the same again. So it's in the realm of ideas. How does God bless through divine ideas? Lastly, how does God bless through divine connections? I pray that God will connect you with that person who has your millions. Is someone blessed? I desire to talk more on this, but time faileth me. Rise up on your feet, please. Glory to God.